die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Nou goed, toe nou daai vliegtuig gesien wat teruggedraai het daarna oor Tambo Town. Wie wat ek het nou net gesels met iemand. Hulle sê hoekom mense altyd so groot ding maak van 'n vliegtuig. Natuurlik moet 'n mens van 'n vliegtuig wat jy weet, dit is groot nuus altyd. Die rede
hoekom mense net jy nie 'n groot deel daarvan nie.
Dis nie my woorde gewees nie. So die ding is net wanneer 'n mens oor vliegtuie praat en 'n vliegtuig wat moet terugdraai, so die rede hoekom mense so grootlikste kere gaan daaroor is omdat dit onnatuurlik vir die mense is om te vlieg. Want as jy mooi daarover gesit en dink, karre gebeur elke liewe dag, is dit so groot storie? Nee. Verstaan jy?
Ja.
Weer eens, as jy nou op flight radar gaan, en jy gaan kyk of jy vliegtuie land suksesvol, mense vergeet dikwels van dit. En dis hoekom al so baie kommentaar en goeders is oor 'n vliegtuig, wat nie eers in 'n ongeluk was nie, maar wat net 'n noodlanding moes uitvoer. Kan ek dit gefiets sê? Hoe meer ek oor die lugvaartbedryf leer, eerstens, hoe meer besef ek weet min, maar ook, hoe veilig dit werklik is. Ek weet jy kan my verskil, maar hoor gou vir my. Dit is bitter veilig. Daai vlieëniers want jy is so ver gekwalifiseer voordat jy sommer net in 'n Boeing klim. Hoor gou vir my, jy klim nie net in 'n vliegtuig soos daai nie. Hoor gou vir my, it doesn't happen. Jy gaan deur geweldig baie opleiding. Geweldig baie opleiding voordat jy die dag die eer kry om in daai vliegtuig te sit en om te vlieg. You've got to have it. Jy moet jou klere verdien. You've got to have your clothes. Ja. Weer eens gister was dit bewys daarvan van hoe cool en kalm die vlieëniers was en hoe hulle daai vliegtuig veilig teruggebring het sonder enige beserings van enige soort. Knap gedaan.
As ek nou sê, ek het regtig respek vir 'n vlieënier in so 'n situasie wat dit so goed hanteer.
Ja.
Want daai is 'n druk situasie. Jy het baie mense se lewens in jou hande.
Net gevinnig, iemand vra hierson, ek sien die vraag het baie op die kommentaar deurgekom. Hoekom die vliegtuig net eens eenvoudig gevlieg tot so 'n bestemming in Kaapstad nie? So ek weet nie. Wat ek vermoed, hier is my Ruben se leuke opinie, is dat die tegniese span is meer waarskynlik geleë op ouer Tambo en ook ek weet nie of dit die waarheid is nie, maar ek neem aan die landing gear, is Engelse terms, moenie ek weet nie wat af wiele kon nie ingaan nie. OK, onder die ek neem aan dis wat gebeur het. Dis ek ook sê ons moet eintlik met die kaptein praat om presies vir ons die regte info te gee. Maar ek neem aan dis wat gebeur het. En as dit gebeur dan praat hulle van drag. Dis te veel drag. Dan gaan dit net nie effektief om so te vlieg nie. So dit maak net sin om terug te gaan na jou basis toe en dan die tegniese span daar in te kry. Plus daar's twee aanloopbane op ouer Tambo waarvan hulle dan die een gaan toemaak en die ander een kan hulle nog steeds gebruik vir opstelling en landing wat nie die geval is in Kaapstad nie. Dis my leuke opinie. I stand to be corrected. Goed, 24 minute na 7. Wie wel op daai vliegtuig was wat ons meer kan info gee oor wat presies daar gebeur het was Art Matthews. En ek het gisteraan vinnig met hom gesels, hy het vir ons 'n voice note gestuur van wat sy ervaring was. As Art.
Hello, Ruben, how are you? so we spoke last night and I told you about the events of what happened today being Sunday. My takeout from it all is that it's all kudos to FlySafair. Really, they did a great job. There's obviously someone will have to be held accountable for what happened to the wheel that we don't know about. But I'll just tell you from my side is that I realized, having done the route many times and having been a captain, I'm usually quite aware of a lot of protocols and how things should be going. And I just realized that the seatbelt hadn't been switched off for quite a while and we weren't ascending like we should have been. And so when I heard the captain ask the crew to come into the flight deck, that's not something you actually ever want to hear because it means that he's having to consult with the whole crew, which is, of course, protocol and kudos to them. But then they all walk out with their notepads and you just realize immediately that we are going to be briefed about a safety drill and not about whether we'd like chicken or beef. but really, again, I think the captain needs to be made known. I think he did a spectacular job. And for me, the highlight was that it was just communication from the word go. He mentioned how the ground staff had seen the wheel fall off, which is never something you want to hear when you're a passenger. But fortunately, these planes are, built and designed like that, that when one wheel falls off, that's why they have two. But it's still going to be an emergency landing. And he just assured us from the word go, told us that we need to spill a lot of fuel, which is understandable, to make the craft as light as possible for the landing. And then you sit in a holding pattern over the Free State, and eventually we started approaching Oatambo. We had to do a flyby so that the ground crew could also just confirm that the landing gear was actually out and functioning. That was a big concern of mine. So when the captain once again communicated beautifully that the remaining landing gear was functional and visible, it was certainly a sigh of relief for me. And I must say again, kudos to the entire crew at FlySafe because they did keep everyone calm. I knew that if we landed and that one remaining wheel, popped on impact, that could have been not good. But he landed like a butterfly, and literally when we were almost at a standstill is when the tire eventually did pop, which is actually understandable. But all in all, really well handled. After the event it was a little bit confusing. I think they could have done a little bit better with arranging where to take the passengers who were clearly in a little bit of shock, but generally very calm. So my side of the story, as having captained a boat in some dire conditions crossing the Atlantic, I only have respect for the crew and the captain in particular, who I do believe deserves a little bit of heralding, because I think he did a fantastic job. We did applaud him. And the main thing was communication from the word go, which is all you ever want to hear as a passenger. So we knew all the time what was happening. And a big sigh of relief was when he told us that the landing gear, even the one little wheel that was left, had deployed and was fine, because that's all you want to hear. So that's my experience. Can't believe that I went through that. You know, the thousands of times that I've flown in my life, one does expect that at some stage you'll have a situation like that. So I believe that I'm now in credit that it shouldn't happen many more times in my life. I still think flying is the safest mode of transport. I have nothing but respect for FlySafe. I think they did a fantastic job, most certainly on the flight, and then of course getting us home as well. They had a completely separate plane chartered to get the people to their destination. So I have nothing but good things to say about it. I know everyone's always going to have their opinion about it, but that's my story. Thanks for asking me my opinion, and that is it. And I'm wishing everyone safe journeys always, and just safety in general. I will chat to you again soon. Lots more music to come, by the way. Cheers.
Sneak it in there, Art.
Luister hier, maar en dis die ding, Sharnika. Mense wil kommunikasie, jy wil weet wat gebeur. En Venus, kan jy hoor hoe goed as hulle opgelei om mense kalm te hou? En toe hulle land, toe hulle die hele prosedure, vlieg laag oor die lughawe, dat hulle kan kyk of alles uit is, en die feit dat die vlieënier, die vliegtuig so sag neergesit het.
Ek het gesê, wat het ek gesê? Like a butterfly.
Like a butterfly. Hulle praat ons van butter.
Ja. Nee.
En dan sit hy vir hom neer, en ja, soos jy sê, jy kan in die video's van kyk, toe hierdie wiel nou uit die afweesak gebars, maar letterlik reg aan die einde.
Daai was my verskriklik.
En dis, maar dis, dit sou gebeur het, maar ja. Ons, dit was in die brandweer, brandweer waar ons allemaal was op die aanloopbaan geweest, dit vinnig glad, het nie vlam vat nie, allemaal kon afklim en veilig by hulle bestemming kom. Daak een bykie later as jy beplan het, gelukkig het jy daar uitgekom. En dis die belangrike ding. So weer eens, ek stem helemaal saam. Well done aan die ongelooflike span van FlySafe. Ons gaan eksog besig met hulle te gesels, om te kyk of ons wel iemand kan kry, hopelijk die kaptein self, om ons meer info te gee. Te verstaan is, sal ons nie vandag kan doen nie, want die kaptein hulle allemaal is afgegeef vir die rest van die dag, maar ons sal wel kyk of ons morgen of so met hulle kan gesels. Ek volg op.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.